KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Ease My Mind, the new album from the Shout Out Louds. Album details and a list of upcoming shows available at mergerecords.com.
It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and it's an extremely special day here at KEXP and here in the KEXP live room because we have a KEXP favorite with us today. It is the one, the only, War on Drugs, live right here on KEXP. If y'all are ready, take it away.
Thank you.
Won't break. I've been turning up the dial, but I hear no sound.
You're listening to The War on Drugs, live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle, as we do a little guitar switch out here.
Thank you.
It is The War on Drugs live here on 90.3 KEXP, sounding fantastic as always. And thank you all so much for taking the time to stop by the KEXP studios.
Thanks for having us. We've been excited for this.
Yes.
For a long time, since the last time.
That's right. Have you been to the new KEXP home?
No, first time.
First time?
Yeah.
What do you think? Have we improved upon what we had built?
I would say so, yeah. I would say so.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, I love it. I miss the gear you all had at the smaller space. I guess you still have it somewhere, but
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we have fond memories of the old space, and this is just as impressive.
Yeah, at least there's a little more room to move around in this space, and there's actually air that we can breathe. The old space was so small, and it would get a little muggy in there.
Right.
But yeah. So we're happy to.
It's like a band on tour in a van felt right at home in the old in the old space.
Right. And we do have you can wash your clothes in a dryer and a shower even if you guys feel like the
definitely.
Need.
Definitely. Absolutely. Shower, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So thanks once again, War on Drugs. The new album is called A Deeper Understanding. And you have been doing this for almost 10 years, about 10 years now. The War on Drugs have been releasing music, recording music, and playing around the world. And do you think that the name of the album is a reflection of everything that you've learned in the decade of playing and recording, calling it A Deeper Understanding?
Yeah, I think, we try to get better at playing music with each other and recording our ideas and trying to find a way to take how we communicate on the stage into the studio and make new music and to have it feel exciting for us and feel like it's something that we want to take out on the road and play. So
yeah. It's also a great mark of a great band is being able to, well, when someone asks me, what does the War on Drugs sound like? If they haven't heard you, it's actually hard to describe. And I have seen your music been described as everything from psychedelic to indie rock to heartland rock to shoegaze to roots rock and even new wave. Hmm. Do you think that you take from all of these bits and pieces and put them together, all these different genres of music, or do you really just sit down and whatever comes out?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all love all sorts of different music, you know? Mm-hmm. Anthony's wearing a Jimmy Sturr, Grammy Award-winning polka artist. Does that seep through the music?
Maybe it does. Polka shirt, and then we have a Soundgarden shirt over here.
We have a Soundgarden shirt, exactly.
So everything from Soundgarden to polka and everything in between.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just feel like everything that we're a fan of growing up is music fans and musicians, and then as a band, it's like it seeps into the recording somehow, you know?
It's been interesting to hear all of these records evolve, being a fan and listener for all of these years. The records keep evolving and keep evolving. And do you find that working with other people also has an influence? In this particular case for the new album, A Deeper Understanding, what can you tell people about what it's like to work with Sean Everett?
Sean Everett. He's the best. He's, I wanted to work with Sean because I heard a bunch of stuff he did, and I felt like I was living in LA. I knew he lived in LA. I sent him an email through his seaneverett.geocities.com/Sean/subway / Everett website and never thinking that he would write back to me. And he did. And then we kind of struck up a friendship. And then 3 months later, we had already been demoing stuff as a band, like in my studio in LA. And a lot of that stuff made its way into the record, but Sean came out and we did like a full month with Sean and then another month and then a couple more months. And he's like, you know, crazy music mind, great killer engineer. I mean, like kind of like old school, technically trained engineer. Like he's just one of those guys, like, you know, he worked under a lot of producers for years and just was one of those guys that was in the studio 15 hours a day working on whatever happened to be there. So he has like all the technique, but then he's just able to push things into like another territory sometimes.
Right.
You know, and you try to find like a really cool balance of like what feels comfortable to me and then like what he feels like he's kind of bringing to it. So when we mixed, it took about a month to mix and that was really fun because we were, that's kind of when we were finishing all the songs as one. And me and Sean really got to like, you know, kind of commit to some ideas and get crazy with some sounds. So yeah, he's a special guy and became like a good friend of ours. And he's a sweet dude.
And the record sounds fantastic.
Thanks.
Once again.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And once again, the album's called A Deeper Understanding. It's coming out on August 25th. And If War on Drugs is coming to your town, highly recommend and going and seeing them live.
Feel remiss if we didn't dedicate this next one to Cheryl.
Yes.
Oh, in the woods.
And by the way, she sends her love. She is very sad that she cannot be here. And obviously, she loves you guys. And so
yeah,
we'll send this one out to Cheryl. Cheryl. It's The War on Drugs, live here on 90.3 KEXP.
Thank you.
You're listening to The War on Drugs, live here, 90.3 KEXP. Doing a little tune-up, a little bass
beautiful
change.
Day in Seattle today.
Beautiful day.
Except for this heat wave.
It's very unlike Seattle.
We're going to Portland tomorrow. It's going to be 110.
It's very rare. I think it's that global warming thing I hear about.
We just don't know, dude. This next song is on the last song on the new record. It's called You Don't Have to Go.
Thank you.
beautiful. The War on Drugs, live here at 90.3 KEXP. Once again, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having us. It's a great station. We love being a part of it.
Thank you. And we love having you. And so thanks to Adam, David, Robbie, Charlie, Anthony, John. War on Drugs, going to be back in Seattle very soon. You guys are starting your tour in September. Going to be back for two nights at the Moore Theater. That's how much Seattle loves you. Two nights at the Moore Theater.
It's awesome.
Monday, October 9th and Tuesday, October 10th. And once again, the new album's called A Deeper Understanding, and it will be released on August 25th. And I wish you guys a successful release and future travels.
Thanks very much.
Absolutely. That was The War on Drugs, live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
KEXP's Live Performances podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Ease My Mind, the new album from the Shout Out Louds. Album details and a list of upcoming shows available at mergerecords.com.